Welcome back, world, to another episode of the Life Podcast. Hopefully, 2023 is treating you well so far. It's been a while, 6 days already. I know for a fact that things already have been happening in Southern California. Kind of crazy just to be thinking about how life goes, and it's been going so fast already. I always think about in the beginning of the year of it's fairly sad in a sense because I was wondering who was the first to go, and it's probably where I had to switch off my mentality, you know, where I've just found out recently today, actually a couple of hours ago, that we lost a extreme athlete at age 55 by the legendary name man of Ken Block, legendary status of world-renowned athlete and co-founder of DC Shoes and Skateboard Company, sponsored by Monster and huge rally card, you know, being able to start company like Hoonigan, and kind of crazy how much he impacted the world, and you just never know. And beginning of the year, I always think about who's the first A-list celebrity to leave this world. It's kind of crazy because always something happens. It's really sad, the fact that he had to leave us. Obviously, he wasn't planning that, but these things happen, and it's really tough. My condolences and all my good vibes and all my prayers go out to his family and his children and his friends and close people, by the people that were he was close with. It's unfortunate that he had to leave this earth. My father passed away at 55, but he was not a professional extreme athlete. He just didn't take care of himself. But still very, very young. He had a lot of life to live and a lot of love to give, too. I'm sure it's been a little bit of a crazy time. I also found out that Jeremy Renner from Hawkeye in the Marvel Studios, Marvel Cinema Universe, was injured by his snowplow and his... what is in his estate or his property, you know, not too long ago. Poor thing. I mean, I hope everything's well and he's in the ICU, but regardless, stay safe out there. You just never know when's your time and who knows. And think about that. It's really interesting because, you know, we pass our birthday every single year, obviously every single year. And we actually pass our death date as well. You just never know when, you know. It's kind of crazy to think that one of these days out of the year, of course, it's gonna happen to absolutely everyone, because it's one of the only things we have in common is as a human race, is the fact that we are born, we live, and we die. You know, others in different circumstances and other timelines, but regardless. I sure hope that 2023 has been working out for you guys so far, even though it's day six. I plan on hopefully getting some pretty good uploads. These uploads are pretty much just for anyone that can really try to listen or just be around. No one really listens anyway, but it's completely fine, because even if I can impact one person or just entertain one person, that's all that matters to me. You know, I'm not trying to be the next Joe Rogan or anything like that. It's just interesting to hear my own voice sometimes. I've been trying to at least make an effort to get more people into this podcast, and I sure hope we can make that happen this year. More uploads to come. I sure hope so. That's the plan. I plan on making a podcast with my sister. She's my best friend. It's been a pretty dark time because she's a psychologist and she's been through a lot, but she's prevailed every single time, and I think that's very important. I don't know, it's really interesting. This year is already starting off to be a crazy time. I actually met the lead singer of Metallica today, James Hetfield. I am a phlebotomist at work, and I drew his blood. I met him last year when he came through the clinic, and everything was great. However, this year he had lost some weight, which is a good thing, but apparently it was stress induced. Not too sure. I never got any details on the information, but he looked good. However, he was a super, super nice guy when it came down to the stabbing, because unfortunately, I wasn't able to get him I stabbed him twice legally in California. Phlebotomist would only be able to try twice on a person, and then we had to call in someone else. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get him, which kind of, you know, set the bar for myself in the sense of, see, I really don't care about what many people think about me or what they have, you know, thought of me in a sense, but I place the value in my head and in my persona to think that I wanted to perform, and I want to perform well every single day. It doesn't matter if it's the Pope or the CEO of the United Emirates. You know, I don't care. Person's a person. But, you know, this gentleman being a big idol of mine, a big influence in my life for all of his music and everything, is my father showed me who he was and their music and everything, kind of just, I just wanted to do well. And I just kept on beating myself up because my RN, my registered nurse, ended up having to draw his blood. We got it and everything was fine, but at the end of the day, like, I kind of wanted to put that on myself, which is very unfortunate. I just wish that it was a different perspective that I could have had. And it was interesting because in the beginning, when I was alone with him, I was doing the procedure, everything looked normal, but I noticed that I was shaking a little bit. And it's unfortunate because I told myself to stay cool and calm and relax, because it's just another person. It's just another person. Doesn't have to change anything. And I feel like I always try to have that same type of style in life, to just try and, you know, just flow with the go more than anything. And that's a little bit of a jiu-jitsu terminology right there. Flow with the go. You don't go with the flow. We flow with the go. But it's just tough, you know. We got everything done, so it was fine. He was really nice about everything, and it was really cool to see one of my idols. I mean, I didn't speak to him or anything, in a sense of, like, what I kind of wanted to talk to. He doesn't necessarily care, have any time for me anyway, right? I'm just a little schmuck that he has to get through in order for him to eat because he was fasting. But regardless, I think it was something that was important to share. Honestly, I think that the things that really have been kind of been crazy lately for this year already is just having a new outlook in life, you know. And I've noticed that as soon as it hit midnight 2023, I don't know, it was the very first year that I've ever been able to be by myself, and it wasn't a good feeling, to be honest with you. I wasn't invited anywhere, and I didn't go anywhere. Actually, lies, I'm sorry. To be honest with you, I had a couple of people that did hit me up in order for me to try and go, such as, for example, my sister's friend and their family says, and I've met them numerous times, you know, they're great, great people and everything, but the circumstances of me just going to them to celebrate, I could have put myself out there and I just decided not to. Also, another cousin from Northern County, and from where I'm at in Southern California, invited me, and she said that I'm more than welcome, but I personally chose to stay and drown a little bit in my sorrow. Why, I have no idea. I knew that I didn't want to get quote unquote fucked up, and I didn't want to start the new year hungover, basically. I didn't want to do that, and I didn't, and I'm proud of myself for that, because leading on to that, I really feel like I might have a little bit of a substance problem with alcohol or just substances in general, because for some odd reason I just feel like that little sensation that's barely grasping you of feeling buzzed to the point of like intoxication, it's scary because I just want to keep that going, but I don't know how to control it. I want to keep that feeling going, but at that level, not to the level where I black out. And I wish I was just better at doing that. And I feel like I need to be more self-aware about that, because I feel like I don't have a lot of self-control when it comes down to those things. And it's tough, you know? I feel like I've been hitting a lot of for lack of a better word, a plateau in my life and in my work and where I'm at and where I'm going, because for the first time in my life, in a sense, you know,
I'm never going to be 28 again, but 10 years ago I was 18 and I still had no idea what I was doing. And it's just pretty interesting to see the fact that 10 years just flies by so quickly. And I never really did anything with myself. I'm not saying that it's too late, because it's not. I understand 28 is still very young. You know, I get that. But am I really doing what I need to do? Am I really pushing forward to something that's better? I just don't think so. And the problem is, I just don't know what it is that I'm doing, where it is that I'm going. I don't know. It's tough. I wish that I had all the answers. I'm sure everyone would like to have all the answers, but if everyone had all the answers, then life would be boring, right? Everyone would just be doing what they're supposed to be doing. I don't know. Maybe it's considered communism, I guess. Like, if I even know the definition of it. But someone always tells you what to do, everything, what to do and how to do it, you know? No freedom at all. But I feel like I'm very blessed to be where I'm at. But man, everything is just getting so much harder as time goes by. And I feel like I'm just at a time lapse where, you know, I'm gonna see if I can paint a picture in a scene for you where, you know, someone is just standing in frame and the camera is slowly but surely zooming in on them, right? And then it's just a time lapse of everything happening in the background. People walking by, buildings being made, structures being destroyed, you know, rallies, parties, whatever, something going on, and then they're just standing there, just looking into life. I feel like everything is just passing by. And I feel like it's just it's a weak mentality to have, because I know I have it. And it's unfortunate, because even though I realize it and I know where I'm at, I don't know what to do about it. I feel like I'm sensing and waiting for an opportunity or something happen when I'm not making my own opportunities. Like, how am I supposed to be able to evolve and grow if I'm not putting in the work, if I'm not doing anything? Sometimes I just feel like I'm a complete lazy turd. I don't know. It sucks. It sucks being in this plateau, in this sensation, in this time and mental state where I know that I can be better. I just don't do anything about it. I really don't. I feel like things that are stressing me out are my finances, like not moving up in a career-wise, things like that. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that people think about that constantly, you know? Being at that point where I just don't know where I'm at, and I just want to speak and speak my mind and just put it out there, because I feel so lost, you know? I really want to go back to therapy, because there's some things that I know I'm not in a right state of mind. Very, very tough. I just know that I need therapy. And the problem with my therapy has always been the fact that I've never accepted that I wanted medication or to get on something. You know, I had a patient, very successful patient, whose name will remain anonymous, but very successful patient, millions of dollars, people love him all over the world, impacted many, many people. And frankly, I don't know the past history that they've gone through or everything else like that, obviously, but they were on antidepressants. They were on antidepressants. It's like, I can only imagine the stress that they had to adhere, you know? And for that, and for me to complain, I don't know. I wish I could just create success, and I can. I just don't know how to get to it, or I don't know what to do to put in the work. And everyone, I'm just constantly thinking and just saying these things out loud and thinking, like, well, try something, do it, because you're not doing anything. You're right, that's true. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing absolutely jack shit for it. I'm not doing anything. I don't know what to do, and I have nothing that I have been passionate about or obsessed over. The only real thing that I have, and I've spoken this about pretty much every episode, most likely, is the fact that I have a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's the only thing that I have. And sure, frankly, it's cool. Don't get me wrong, it's nice. Dedicated 10 and a half years and now over 12 years of my life to this art, and I love it, and I have it tattooed on my back, and there's no way I'm not gonna keep at it, you know? It's a lifestyle of mine. But where is it going to take me? I wish I could be obsessed with something else that can actually make it happen. I'm just afraid. I'm just afraid of taking a leap. I think the biggest leap that I can get is just being here with you guys, talking. And I hope that I can upload more. I really do. There's tough days to come, but there's really good days to come too. I don't know. I sure hope that everyone's doing well. I sure hope that everyone can find their path. I just know that for some odd reason, the path that I'm building has hazards on. And it's under construction because I'm just sitting on the sidelines. I'm not doing anything about it. I don't know. I don't want to be content. But I feel like I've gotten to that point because maybe just accepting the fact that I'm not going anywhere. Even though I want to, and I have just no idea. I don't know how to impact people. I hate what I do. And not necessarily hate what I do, I'm okay at it. I'm not the worst lobotomist in the world, I know that. But what am I gonna do for the future? It goes to show, like, the future that I think about goes to show that I don't believe in myself enough to even be with someone. Because I always think about, like, hey, why would anyone waste their time with me? You know? I have nothing to offer. I have barely any friends. I don't have family, to be honest with you. You know? How am I going to create something with someone? Especially with this mentality. I think the acceptance of loneliness that I've had throughout the years that I've put myself in, that I've done this to myself, I know that, has just kind of exacerbated it to a point where it's not going anywhere. And I just know for a fact that I'm not boyfriend material, especially right now. And you know what's crazy is the fact that I still have hormones, you know, I still want that physical touch, I still want that love, you know, but I am a typical single young male, young dude, right? But I see an attractive young woman, and I'm just like, potential, 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 alarms firing off in my head, right? And then I think about that, and then I'm like, okay, well then, what else? Like, I think it's just because I'm a dude, and I'm a man that I'm like, just thinking about physicality and things like that, which I want to break that norm for myself. I want to stop that. I'm just not looking for the sex. It's not that. I don't care about that. Sure, it has a lot to do with it, of course. It definitely has a lot to do with it. I left a lot of good women because I wasn't sexually attracted to them. And it hurts. And it just goes to show that I'm not ready for anything right now. Even though I want to be. I keep on looking back because I've been around numerous women in a sense where, like, I've had them around. And none of them really stick out when it comes down to one. Until it comes down to one, I apologize. Which is my ex-girlfriend. And I think it's because of the love that I've shared, that we shared. It was intense and it was hard and it was difficult. And at the time, I just didn't know what I had. And I know for a fact that it was hard to be with her because of the moments. I look back and I see, and I just remember her pretty face, and I remember her demeanor, and I remember who she was and how she is and how we worked together, and she deserved better for sure. And I'm glad that she left me. Well, I technically left her. It doesn't matter, but I always ran back. I always ran back, and I left her because I knew that I wasn't mentally fit for her. I was in points in my life where I wanted to kill myself, and I couldn't even talk to her about it. And I just felt even more alone with her at the time. And then my mind, since I've been away from her for that while now, just kind of goes back to thinking of, like, the good times and the moments that we've had, the sexual chemistry we had, you know, the laughs we've shared, the moments that we were able to create together because of her. And I look back at those moments and I remember the feeling, the sensation that I would get when I was with her. At those times, I knew that I took them for granted, 100%, 100%, because I wasn't fully there.
I wasn't fully committed. 100% I wasn't fully committed. And it sucks because she definitely deserves better. 100%. And I would always tell her that. And it's not something that you want to tell your significant other. I'll tell you that. Maybe I just want it out because I'm like, no, I can do better. I can do better. And sure, there's millions and billions of other fish in the sea, right? I get it. I get it. But this one really hit hard. And it's still hitting hard. Man, you have no idea how many times I just try to, you know, reach out to her. And I just know that I shouldn't because she's told me. It's like, hey, you know, I just want you to know that I still have a lot of love for you. But if you keep reaching out to me like this, I'm going to have to block you. And frankly, it's because I would get intoxicated on the weekends and call her at 2:30 in the morning just to hear her voice. Just text her and wanting to be around her. Not a good look on me, Tony. Trust me. And it's just unfortunate. So, the fact is that I know that right now I should be focusing on myself because it's better that way. And I've finally hit to a point where I've cut out a lot of bullshit to be alone. And alone entirely. I don't know if that's a good thing, because us humans, we are social creatures. We are social creatures. We want to strive in a pact. We want to be able to socialize and interact. We do. But I'm part of that low bottom percent that it's okay not having so much of that. I don't know. I wish I was able to drown my attention or something like that in something that's valuable and get obsessed with something else instead of like having substance problems with alcohol or weed or something more potent that I haven't really messed with anyway. I try not to because I have an addictive personality as it is, and I don't want to. I already have enough demons in my life, you know, to add on to that. Because it's easy to add on demons. It's easy to go towards the path of evil, go towards the path of indulgence. You know, I can max out my credit card any day and know the fact that I cannot never pay him back. But being smart, you know, being able to actually understand where you're at financially, mentally, so things you got to ask yourself, but ask yourself and really try to answer them. It's what I'm trying to do every day. Anyway, wishing you all the best. I love y'all. Thank you for listening, me rant, and hope to bring you guys more episodes this coming year. That is a definite goal of mine. And live long, stay prosper, and enjoy 2023. It's our year, guys. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Make it happen. Thanks for listening.